Sarah Silverman claims male doctor dragged his fingers across her breast during exam. By Justin Caruso on February 7, 2019. Actress-comedian Sarah Silverman shared a story on social media Wednesday in which she claimed a male doctor dragged his fingers across her breast during a recent exam. "I had a shitty time at my mammogram appointment today," Sarah Silverman said in a lengthy Instagram post. She accused the doctor of talking while her breasts were exposed and touching her chest with his bare hands. "He opened my gown and put gel on my breasts and smeared it around with his bare hands. Then he started talking to me about my chest x-ray. I also got a chest x-ray, and was pontificating with my boobs just out and covered in gel and cold, and finally I said, 'Hey, can we either talk about this when I'm dressed or while you're doing the ultrasound? I'm not comfortable with my breasts out just shooting the shit with you.' Okay, so, he smears the gel on with his hands and no gloves on, and when he glides the ultrasound wand thing over my breasts he drags his fingers on them and it fucking bothers me. Again, as I told him last year, I said, 'Hey, do you need to be touching me with your fingers?' He said no. And he pulled them off of me. Then he added, 'I do that for balance.' I said, 'Well, I believe in you and I think you can do with without your fingers on me.'" Silverman clarified that she didn't think the doctor was getting off on it, but that he was still being arrogant and suggested that he may have a subconscious power thing. "That was my last mammogram with this dude. Or any dude," the 48-year-old said. "Look. I'm a grown woman and I'm fine. But this guy does this with everyone, and I know that personally it took many years into adulthood before I spoke up for myself." The School of Rock actress continued, "It's uncomfortable and too easy to think it's all in your head. And arrogant fucks like this doctor take advantage of women's socialized instinct to not speak up. All this to say, speak up. Trust that thing in your gut that tells you this shit ain't right."